In considering the great mystery, part of that consideration has got to be the religious angle. In other words, heaven, and then, of course, hell as well. So one would imagine if people really did get sort of a glimpse of the other side, that occasionally that glimpse would be of something not necessarily to their liking. Doctor?
Well, you know, Art, I go back to the conversation you had with Daniel Brinkley. I also go back to a man that I spoke with who had a tumor, something called a malignant melanoma, a pigmented, highly aggressive tumor of the skin. At the time that he was diagnosed, he had not only a large lump on his upper arm, but it had spread to his lungs. Because the tumor on his arm was, you know, causing all sorts of problems, his doctor decided to remove that, even though he couldn't be cured. And this man was a farmer. His farm, I was told, was an absolute mess. His wife was unhappy. His children had moved away. There was just lots of disrepair there. Apparently something happened during that surgery when this man had that eruptive tumor on his arm removed. He told his physician that he had an opportunity to review his life. And he saw the consequences of his actions and how he had caused distress or pain to his wife, his family, even some of his animals, I guess. And after the surgery, I guess he changed. And that change was evident in two ways. First of all, people noticed that his farm looked different, and his wife was happier, and his children moved home. But the physician who told me this story said that the biggest change was, he said, I had him in my office. 3 months later, I took a chest x-ray, and you know what I'm going to tell you. All of the tumors in his lungs were gone.
Oh, my God.
And he said...
No, I didn't. I did not know you were going to tell me that.
Okay. Well, some people, you know, might think that, but have I ever heard a bad story? I can tell you I've never heard a story that had the very classic fire and brimstone and things like that. I've heard stories where people have told me, I've seen what I've done in my life, and I decided to change it. And I was so happy to have the opportunity to come back and do that. And it really does make me think, you know, the example of our life lived is really, I guess we're really the architects of all of that. And it has made me wonder about how to create a life that has more beauty than sadness in it, and how important that is.
Usually if you have malignant melanoma in your lungs, well, that's it.
You're gone.
How frequent is a spontaneous remission of that kind?
It just doesn't happen. I mean, this fell into the category, in my mind, of, you know, unexplainable. What somebody might call a miracle. And I think the important thing here is that these is to realize, and we could talk about all sorts of things like that, but it seems that people who have these extraordinary out-of-body experiences do come back different, do come back changed. And the only thing I can say, and I've really thought about that story, I've never written about it, not in my first book or my second one, but Albert Einstein said that thoughts influence the body. And I'm not saying that we cause our own malignancies or our own disease, you know, exclusively.
Well, but if you had said that, I might buy into it.
Well, I don't know that we always do it consciously. Maybe on some unconscious level, that might be our soul's agenda. But boy, I'm getting so far out on the limb here. I'm not real comfortable with that. But I do know that, I'll tell you this, I did a postmortem examination on a woman 2 years ago, lovely lady who was in her 40s, late 40s, horribly thin. And she was a smoker. And when I did her postmortem examination, I found that she had a big bleeding ulcer in her stomach. And this ulcer must have been so painful, and it had bled and had filled her gastrointestinal system with blood. And some of the ulcers that we see, we know, are caused by stress. And I said to her husband, when I called him and talked to him after the autopsy, I said, here's what I found. I said, by any chance, was your wife stressed, or was there something bothering her? And he said, oh, yes. He said, our only child, our son, is in Iraq, and she's just, quote, worried sick, end quote, about his safety. And I just was like, ooh, you really can see sometimes the results of our thoughts in our bodies.